We humbly invite Sayyid Shahriyar Naqvi from the United States of America to address the believers on this fifth night where we commemorate the martyrdom and mission of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. He will be speaking about the role of spirituality in the seerah of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. We invite him with the salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين وما شاء الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ويسبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض الملك القدوس العزيز الحكيم وتبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير وَبِهِ نَسْتَعِينَ ثُمَّ صَلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَى سَيِّدِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَالْمُرْسَلِينَ وَطَبِيبِ نُفُوسِنَا وَشَفِيِّ ذُنُوبِنَا أَبِي الْقَاسِمِ الْمُصْطَفَى مُحَمَّدْ وَآلِ مُحَمَّدْ اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم أما بعد قال الله تعالى في كتاب المبين القرآن الحكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام قولا من رب الرحيم وسلام عليكم بما صبرتم فنعم عقبى الدار صلوا على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. So the first verse that was recited tonight is from Surah Al-Yasin, chapter 36, verse number 58, and it was Salamun Qawlam Mir Rabbir Rahim. Salam, a word from the nourishing Lord, the most merciful. And the second verse which was recited from the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Rad, verse number 24. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. I forgot to write the chapter. Surah Ar-Ra'd, verse number 24, and it says, "And peace be upon you for what you patiently endured, and excellent is the final abode." First and foremost, all praise and glory is to the Almighty Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ultimate creator who has an ultimate plan for all of his creations. It is our honor to once again commemorate the martyrdom and the mission of Sayyidul Shuhada, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the master of martyrs. And so it is truly an honor and I humbly accept it to be here amongst better speakers than myself on this platform in order to put forth my two cents in commemoration and in ode of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So tonight's subject that we want to briefly speak about, and inshallah I promise it will be briefly, is the role of spirituality in the seerah of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So before we continue, it's kind of important to know this word seerah, because it is the main part, it is the heart of this speech, if you will. So seerah means to travel, to traverse, a journey. And so when we're talking about the seerah of an individual, we're taking a travel, we're taking a journey through the life, the manners, and the ways of an individual. In the case of tonight, we travel through the life of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in his seerah, his manners, and his ways of spirituality. So in order to understand the role of spirituality in the seerah of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, we need to first look at the source and the origin of this seerah of spirituality of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Where does this seerah of the spirituality of Imam Hussein alayhi salam come from? What is its origin and its source? So we see that the seerah of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is the fruit of the seerah of his predecessors. The fruit of the seerah of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is the seerah of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam. And we see that Imam Hussein alayhi salam is the fruit of the seerah of Amirul Mu'mineen, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. And we see that Imam Hussein alayhi salam is the fruit of the seerah of Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam. And of course we see that the seerah of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is the seerah of his grandfather, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. It's interesting, one of our previous speakers said that the salawat in the crowd is quite cool and non-Husseini. So send a good Husseini, salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali. So talking about the seerah of spirituality of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, what are some of the important things which we see in the seerah and the spirituality of these holy infallibles? So why do we want to look at the seerah of spirituality of these holy infallibles and these immaculates that we just talked about? Well, because we said that the fruit of the seerah of the predecessors, Hassan, Ali, Fatima, and Muhammad, the fruit of this seerah is Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So we need to look at their seerah before we get to His Eminence Sayyid al-Shuhada. Okay. So, makes sense, right, Sheikh? We're doing good, alhamdulillah. So, we start with the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. What is the seerah of spirituality of the Messenger of Allah? We find that Allah Almighty has said in the Holy Quran, talking about the spirituality and the seerah of spirituality of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, that he is uswatun hasana. It's no small thing for all of humanity until the end of eternity. Who is the Uswatun Hasana? It is the Messenger of Allah. The Messenger of Allah is the perfect role model when it comes to a comprehensive personality. He is the peak of politics and spirituality. He is the closest creation to the Almighty Allah. He is the most perfect manifestation of the attributes of the Almighty Allah. We're talking about the seerah of spirituality. Imam Ali alayhi salam, right? We said he is another predecessor of Imam Hussein. Imam Ali alayhi salam, look at his dua kumal, look at his prayers, look at his salah. A salat of Imam Ali alayhi salam is so honored that when he gives sadqah in his ruku, when he gives charity in his ruku, it is honored by the Almighty Allah in the Holy Quran. The words of Allah honor this sadaqah, charity. What is charity? In the ruku of Imam Ali alayhi salam, this is the seerah of spirituality of Imam Ali alayhi salam, an individual whose spirituality is such that when he is in the battlefield, he looks through this individual's descendancy, and if he finds one mu'min, he will not kill them. Seerah of spirituality. And Fatima al-Zahra alayha salam, salamun la alayha, the one who gives her wedding dress to the needy and the poor, the one who grinds the wheat with her own hands until they bruise, the one in whose honor a tasbih is gifted to humanity as a cure and as shifa, the one who, when she prays in the mihrab, a beam of light goes from her house up to the heavens. Seerah of spirituality of the predecessors of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam, peace and blessings upon all of these beautiful luminaries of Islam, the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam, the one who treats the ignorant with compassion. It's truly a very difficult thing to do. The one who is known for his magnanimous generosity. The one who gives away his whole wealth multiple times in his life. And this, dear friends, is just a small glimpse of the seerah of spirituality and the seerah of immaculate spirituality found in these four individuals that yielded the fruit that we call Hussein alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjal faraj. But what we want to say tonight is something very basic, but it's something that a lot of people don't really think about. And that is that the fruit and the result of spirituality in the seerah of these immaculate and infallibles is courage and strength. It is the courage and strength to stand up to not only trials and tribulations that we find in the path of Allah the Almighty, but the strength and the courage to face the enemies of Islam. Again, the spirituality of these immaculates and infallibles results in the courage and the strength to stand up to the forces of evil and the forces of shaitan. Right? So the result of spirituality is courage to face evil. This is what I'm trying to prove in the speech tonight. And I'll make connections here and there, so you have to follow with me. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala. So we go back to the predecessors of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. We begin with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, right? The Uswatun Hasana, the most perfect role model for all of humanity. We find that due to his spirituality and his spiritual strength, he was able to stand up against the age of ignorance and bring about the age of enlightenment. And not just for his era, for all of eternity. And we find that the Messenger of Allah, based upon his strength and courage, which came about from true and pure spirituality, he stood up against the forces of ignorance and he brought forth the great global revolution of the pure Muhammadan Islam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farj. So don't forget what we're talking about. We're talking about how spirituality leads to the strength and the courage to be able to stand up to the forces of evil and the forces of shaitan. We go on to Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most perfect disciple of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. The most perfect example who followed the Messenger of Allah, the rightful successor, and the Khalifatullah, and the Wasi of Rasulullah, Aliun Waliullah. He too, dear brothers and sisters, was at the peak of spirituality, and he was at the peak of spiritual strength. And it is precisely the spiritual strength that made him Saifullahil A'azam. Saifullahil A'azam, the great and magnificent sword of the Almighty Allah. And it is this spiritual strength and this spiritual courage that allowed Imam Ali alayhi salam to break the door of Khaybar and to slay the champions of falsehood one after the other. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad Ali Muhammad wa ajil farajum. And how could we forget Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam, an immaculate spiritual persona so profound in its depth that the most slander and the most lies and the most fabrication occurred against the persona of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam. The brothers are Talabi brothers. Go look into history. You can very comfortably say that the amount of hadith and traditions that were fabricated against the persona of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam can easily be more than those that were fabricated against Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam Ali alayhi salam, yes, his persona was fabricated against. But it wasn't fabricated against someone more than Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam. Look into history. And despite this, an immaculate spiritual persona, Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam, that when it was time to fight, despite the odds, he made the call to fight, even though his companions left him alone. And when he made a peace treaty, we talked about fighting. When he made a peace treaty, he made a peace treaty that lay the foundations for the event of Karbala. This is the spiritual persona of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam. And the last individual, of course, is Lady Fatimatu Zahra alayhi salam. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Ali Muhammad. Her Eminence's status and Her Eminence's position cannot be contained in the mere words of mankind, for she is the link between Nabuwa and Imama. Her Eminence is the savior and the defender and the nurturer and the comforter and the security of Nubuwa and Imama and Wilaya. Fatimatu Zahra, Salamullah Alayha. It was at her door that Jibreel came and asked for permission to enter. It was Her Eminence's outstanding and magnificent status of immaculate spirituality, such that despite the physical feebleness and weakness of a woman, she stood up against the usurpers of Khilafa, even sacrificing her unborn child, standing up to the forces of evil and shaitan. And it is this and much more, dear friends, that was witnessed by our beloved and esteemed Sayyid al-Shuhada, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. He witnessed all of this in his life, how spirituality leads to the courage to stand up to the forces of evil. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
And so, dear friends, this is the seerah of spirituality of the predecessors of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, which yielded the fruit which we know as Hussein. The Messenger of Allah. Some of the things that Imam Hussein alayhi salam witnessed. Imam Hussein alayhi salam witnessed the enemies of the Messenger of Allah stand down in the face of the spirituality and the courage of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa ali. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he witnessed the enemies of Imam Ali alayhi salam scatter and run in the great battles of Islam due to the spirituality and the strength and the courage of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he witnessed the enemies of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam fear fighting when Imam Hassan alayhi salam encouraged them to fight. And he witnessed the enemies of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam plead for a peace treaty, all due to spirituality and the courage and the strength of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. And Imam Hussein alayhi salam witnessed the enemies of Wilaya and the enemies of Khilafa and the enemies of Imama and the enemies of Nubuwa beg for forgiveness in the face of the spirituality and the courage of Fatimatu Zahra salamullah alayha. And so we clearly begin to see a direct connection in the seerah of these infallibles, that true pure spirituality leads to the courage to stand up to the forces of evil and to stand up against the forces of shaitan. These two, they go hand in hand. And so we say that spirituality which does not result in the courage and the strength to stand up to the forces of evil and the forces of the shaitan is no real spirituality. And the courage and the strength that comes about but is not based upon true pure spirituality is no lasting courage. It is not a true strength. And this, dear friends, is why we are speaking about the role of spirituality in the seerah of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. It is Imam Hussein alayhi salam who teaches us that the role of spirituality is that it leads to the strength and the courage to face and stand up to the forces of evil. So some people out there, they might raise an ishkal, and they usually do raise an ishkal on us. They might say, you know, why are you always talking about Ahlul Qisa? Why are you always talking about Panjtan Pak, these five purified infallibles and luminaries? Why are you always talking about Ahlul Tathir? Why are you always talking about the Ahlul Bayt? Why are you always talking about Hassan and Hussein and Ali and Fatima and Muhammad? Allah. So we'll take a quick break and we'll talk about the Holy Quran, right? Everybody, both our brothers and the Ahlul Sunnah brothers, they agree that the Holy Quran is the word of Allah. It is immaculate. It hasn't been touched. It hasn't been changed, right? So we will humbly bring forth some examples from the Holy Quran in which we see that the role of true spirituality and its result was the courage and the strength to stand up to the forces of evil and to the forces of shaitan. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil faradahum. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Salamun qawlan min rabbir rahim. This is what I said in the intro. Salam, a word from the Almighty Allah, the Merciful, the Compassionate. And then we have in chapter number 37, verse number 109, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Salamun ala Ibrahim. Peace and salutations be upon Ibrahim, for he stood up against the Taghut Nimrud, and he didn't fear the great fire that was set by mankind, and he gave his son for the sake of Allah, wafadaynahu bidhibhin azim, and we ransomed him with a great sacrifice. Remember what we're talking about, right? The people that are coming are all individuals who were at the peak of spirituality, and they were at the peak of spiritual strength, and the result was them standing up to the forces of evil, the taghut, the forces of shaitan, in their respective times. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Salamun ala Ibrahim, peace and salutations be upon Ibrahim, for he stood up against the Taghut Nimrud, and he didn't fear the great fire set ablaze by mankind, and he gave his son for the sake of Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Salamun ala Nuhin fil Alameen, peace and salutations be upon Nuh from among the worlds, for he stood up against a whole civilization to the point where the only way to save the believers from the evil of the disbelievers was for Allah the Almighty to drown the followers of Batil in the great flood. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَلَا تُخَاطِبْنِي فِي الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا إِنَّهُمْ مُغْرَقُونَ. And do not speak to me of those who do oppression, surely they are drowned. And Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, chapter number 37, verse number 130, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Salamun ala al-Yasin, or better said, Salamun ala al-Yasin. Peace and salutations be upon the family of Yasin. Some of the brothers, I don't know about the sisters, some of the brothers seem to be confused. You should read some books. I'm not going to explain too much, but I'll give you a hint. Salamun ala Ali Yasin. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. And I already talked about the seerah of spirituality of the five infallibles and immaculates. Chapter number 37, verse number 120 of the Holy Quran, which we are trying to prove. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamun ala Musa wa Harun. Peace and salutations be upon Musa and Harun, for they cut their relations with the Taghut Fir'aun, despite the fact that they lived under his dominion and he lived within his palace. And peace and blessings upon Musa and Harun, because despite their meager means, they stood up against the Taghut Fir'aun and they saved their people from the evil of the Taghut. Chapter number 97, verse number 5. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamun hayya hatta matla'il fajr. Peace and salutations until the rising of the dawn. I can't be answering all of your questions. I'll say this much. Allahumma ajjal li waliyyika al-faraj. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. And may we all be blessed to be able to witness the reappearance of His Eminence and how He brings the forces of evil to their knees due to His immaculate strength and His spiritual courage. Now, what's the ultimate result? We said salam on all these different messengers of Allah throughout time. We saw that how the spiritual seerah of these individuals resulted in the courage and how they stood up to the forces of shaitan and the forces of taghut in their era. What is the ultimate result? The result of spirituality that leads to courage. Verse number 39, verse number 73 of chapter number 39. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamun alaykum tibtum fadkhuluha khalidin. This is the result. Peace and salutations be upon you. You have done well. How pure you are. So enter paradise and abide in it eternally. Yes, dear brothers and sisters in Iman, true spirituality will result in the courage and the strength to stand up to the taghut and stand up to the forces of evil. And so I've shown you now how the spirituality and this seerah of spirituality resulted in the courage and the strength to stand up to the forces of evil in these divinely appointed messengers, which we proved from the Holy Quran. And we've also talked about the seerah of spirituality and how it leads to the courage and strength to stand up to the forces of evil in the seerah of the Ahlul Qisa. But we still have one individual left, and that is the seerah of spirituality of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And this is the other verse that I recited in the beginning. Salamun alaykum bima sabartum. Peace and salutations be upon you for what you patiently endured. And dear brothers and sisters, as we said, the Imam Hussein alayhi salam is the fruit of the spiritual seerah of the Immaculate and the Infallibles before him, and it resulted in the courage to face the forces of evil despite the overwhelming odds. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. I'm going to jump ahead a little bit. I'm running out of time. So we see that the seerah of spirituality of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam is a result of the seerah of spirituality of the divinely appointed messengers that were sent before him. And we see that the seerah of spirituality of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is the seerah of spirituality of his predecessors, Hassan and Ali and Fatima and Muhammad alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. You shouldn't be worried to like send salutations upon Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. You can send it whenever you want. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. So dear friends, going towards my conclusion, the path that Imam Hussein alayhi salam took, the stand that Imam Hussein alayhi salam took, the seerah of spirituality that leads to courage and strength to stand up to the forces of evil, was a very natural, pure, and true progression of the sunnah of Allah, the seerah of the awliya of Allah, and the seerah of the awsiya of Allah. And so, talking about Imam Hussein alayhi salam, again due to lack of time, I will skip the entire life of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. May Allah forgive me. And then I want to go to the night of the 10th of Muharram, which is unfortunate, but you would need a whole ashra to speak about the whole life of spirituality of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Before I go to the 10th of Muharram, I have a very interesting quote which we should all really think about and ponder. It's from Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei. And he teaches us the first step to this road of spirituality, which will inshallah lead to the courage and the strength to stand up to the forces of evil in our time. Sayyid very eloquently says that if a person can overcome that usurping king that exists within themselves, which is the true tyrant, is the true oppressor, only then will they be able to overcome the greatest powers of this world. If people succeed in overcoming their carnal self, if people succeed in overcoming their nafs, then they will make sacrifices. And when a whole nation makes sacrifices, no other power in the world can ever overpower them. But beware, the enemy will gain victory over every single one of us if we are not victorious in overcoming our own carnal self, if we can't overcome our nafs. The first stage, Sayyid says, of a person's failure is the failure that takes place within themselves. Whenever a love for envy, a love for competition, greed, a love for leadership, a love for position, fame, honor, glory, wealth, when these kind of things and other such things overpower an individual, it causes their hand to tremble in their work. We're talking about divine work. And when your hand trembles, your enemy's hand becomes strong. The first step of this spirituality which will lead us to stand up to the forces of evil. A spirituality which starts from ourselves, from purifying ourselves, from our disassociation from the taghut, وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ, and from our devotion and obedience to the Almighty Allah, our devotion and obedience to the awliya of Allah, to the awsiya of Allah. It is that kind of true spirituality which leads to the spiritual strength, and that spiritual strength is what leads to the courage to stand up to the forces of evil and the forces of falsehood. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma. And just as a footnote, is this not precisely what we see in Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh and Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei? They were incredibly spiritual people. I easily say spiritual masters. Unfortunately, they're not given their due credit. Spiritual masters, what did that spirituality lead to? We might think, you know, the infallibles are over 1,000 years ago. But this is today, yesterday. True, pure spirituality leading to the courage to stand up to the forces of evil. So we were talking about Imam Hussein alayhi salam. We had skipped his life. We came to the night before the 10th of Muharram. O Hussein, what have you taught the Shias? What have you taught the Muslim Ummah? What have you taught humanity? You request just one more night, and for what? To worship the Almighty Allah for one last time, to show your ishq for the obedience to the Almighty Allah. What did these people do, dear friends, on the night before the 10th of Muharram? Don't forget what we're talking about. True spirituality leads to the courage to fight the forces of evil despite the overwhelming odds. the night before the 10th of Muharram, what did they do? Before the time came to stand up to the forces of evil, they spent the night in spirituality. They spent the night in spirituality. They spent the night in prayers. They spent the night in salah. They spent the night in the remembrance and the dhikr of the Almighty Allah. They spent the night in the recitation and contemplation of the Holy Quran. They spent the night readying their arms for the end result of this spiritual training and this spiritual strength. The courage to stand up to the overwhelming forces of evil that had stood up against them, this small group of individuals. And of course, we all know the last stand and the spiritual seerah of Imam Hussein alayhi salam on the day of Ashura, the tragic 10th of Muharram, year 61 Hijri. They relate that as the day of Ashura progressed, yes, Hussein had come young, but he started to become old. But they also relate that as the day of Ashura progressed, the face and the countenance of Hussein would glow more and more like a bright sun illuminating the earth and vanquishing darkness. And so here, dear friends, we conclude the topic of the role of spirituality in the seerah of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Simple, I'm simple myself. Simple, logical, profound, beautiful, and quite pure. And that role, dear friends, is that spirituality leads one to gain the courage to stand up and face the forces of evil and the forces of shaitan in our respective eras. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. So before we continue, I would like to do the du'as. May Allah bless us with true spirituality. May Allah bless us with the spirituality that leads to the courage to be able to stand up to the forces of evil, to the taghut in our respective eras. May Allah include every single one of us among the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. May Allah protect the leader, give him long life and health. May Allah forgive our sins and the sins of our marhumin. May Allah give shifa to all of those that are sick and ailing. May Allah hasten the reappearance of the Imam of our time, and may we be included among the first supporters of our Imam, and may we attain martyrdom in the hands of our Imam. For the acceptance of these du'as and all of your du'as, sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. So, dear friends, tonight we commemorate a magnificent martyr. We already saw in the video presentation that the martyr is Hur ibn Yazid al-Riyahi. And truly, he is one of the most beautiful personalities that we see in the event of Karbala. And so, as I've said over the years, Hur ibn Yazid al-Riyahi is so special because in the end he is in one way or the other like you and me. He is a human being. He's not infallible. He's not immaculate. And dear friends, like you and me, Hur ibn Yazid al-Riyahi is enslaved by this materialistic world, doomed to a self-inflicted eternal damnation, but on the brink of eternal freedom. It is just a matter of night, dear brothers and sisters, where you can change your destiny. It is us who are tonight on the brink of eternal freedom. We were, and perhaps we are, God forbid, at the present time, not on the side of truth and justice. Whether we know this or not is a separate matter, but we must reflect and think about it. Where have we placed our tent? Have we placed our tent in the camp of Yazid? Or have we placed our tent in the camp of Hussein? You know the name Hur, it means free. But in the Epic of Karbala, we find that when Hur was in the camp of the oppressors, he was never truly free. He was a victim to the false definition of freedom propagated by the forces of evil. When Hur was in the camp of the oppressor, he was a slave to the commands and the orders of the evildoers, chained and shackled. Dear brothers and sisters, are you and I not shackled in the present day? Have we not placed in our own arms cuffs and chains? But Hur, he wasn't bound to this fate of slavery in the hands of the oppressors. And this is because, dear friends, Hur had something inside of his heart. Hur had something inside of his soul. There was something inside Hur, dear friends, which helped him to turn the pages of his destiny and take him from the enemies of Hussein towards the friends of Hussein. There was something, dear friends, inside of Hur, which helped him to turn the pages of his destiny and take him from an eternal failure to eternal success. There was something, dear friends, inside of Hur, which helped him to turn the pages of his destiny and take him from one who could have been cursed for an eternity towards one who is honored for an eternity. There was something inside Hur, dear friends, which helped him to turn the pages of his destiny and take him from being thrown in the depths of hell towards eternal paradise. Dear brothers and sisters, what was inside Hur which made him a companion of Hussein? What was inside Hur which made him an eternal success? What was inside of Hur which gave him honor until the end of time? What was inside Hur which blessed him with eternal paradise? Allahu Akbar. It was the esteem and the respect and the love for Lady Fatimatu Zahra Salamullah Alayha. It was the love for Lady Fatima Zahra Salamullah Alayha. Dear friends, it was this very esteem and respect and love for the great and noble lady, Her Eminence Lady Fatimatu Zahra Salamullah Alayha, which saved her. You have heard the story many times. Hur took hold of the reins of Imam Hussein's horse, and Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, "Hur, may your mother mourn over you." Hur, he must have looked at Hussein's face, and he must have seen the light of Lady Fatimatu Zahra alayhi salam glowing upon the face of Hussein. And Hur responded, "Agha, if your mother would have been someone other than Fatima bint Muhammad, I would have said the same to you." Allahu Akbar. The heavens, dear brothers and sisters, shook as Hur ibn Yazid al-Riyahi honored the land of Karbala with the name of Her Eminence Lady Fatimatu Zahra. The Fatimatu Zahra who sacrificed her Mohsen. The Fatimatu Zahra who crushed between the wall and the door. The Fatimatu Zahra who was bruised with the scabbard of the sword. The Fatimatu Zahra whose ribs... Yes, dear mourners, the heavens shook. Oh Hur, you have honored Her Eminence Lady Fatimatu Zahra in the land of Karbala, and so we too will honor you in the end, an honor which no other martyr shall receive. I ask you, dear friends, do we not have the love for Fatima Zahra in our hearts? The one who, they say, will wait for her followers, the one who will wait for us at the gates of heaven. She says, I will not enter until every one of my Shias enter. Bibi, Bibi, why do you make us sinners by making you wait at the gates of heaven? If we mourn the son of Fatima, will she not wait for us at the gates of heaven? And dear friends, if we have the love for Lady Fatima Zahra, then surely we can change our destiny, just as Hur changes his destiny, just to do to the love of Lady Fatima Zahra alayhi salam. Where have you placed your tent? In the camp of Yazid or in the camp of Hussein? It is related, dear friends, that Hur spent the night before Ashura pacing back and forth. He could hear the cries of thirst coming from the children in Hussein's camp. Al-Atash, Al-Atash, Al-Atash. Hur, he must have thought long and hard. Where did he end up in his life? Brothers and sisters, where have I ended up in my life? Where have you ended up in your life? Oh, dear brothers and sisters, Hur thought long and hard. Where did he end up in his life? Here in Karbala, standing against the son of Fatima. Here in Karbala, fighting the son of Fatima. Here in Karbala, killing the children of Fatima via thirst. Where did he go wrong in his life? What missteps did he take? Why was he in such a situation, standing here between heaven and hell? But dear friends, it was the love for Lady Fatima Zahra. It guided her. It opened his eyes. It opened his heart. It truly freed his soul. My dear brothers and sisters, on this night we pray. And why don't you too free your souls? Hur's one night of true spirituality led him to gain the courage to decide that he would no longer be on the side of the oppressor. Death to this world and woe upon this life. If it meant killing the son of Fatima on the day of Ashura. Hur ties his hands behind his back. He covers his face like a humiliated slave. And along with his son and his servant, he goes towards the small camp of Hussein. When he reached the camp of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Hur was expecting to be killed. But dear friends, what did Hussein do? Hussein said to Abbas, be ready, O my brother, for a guest is coming towards us. Hussein, what mercy. Hussein, what generosity. Hussein, what honor. Hussein, what nobility. Hussein, he sends Hazrat Abbas and Ali Akbar to welcome Hur. Hur, you come as a friend, and we, the Ahlul Bayt, we are the best of hosts. Woe upon the land of Karbala, and woe upon Ashura, for a guest comes to the generous Ahlul Bayt, and they have not even water to offer. Welcome, O Hur, to the camp of the righteous. Welcome, O Hur, to the camp of the noble. Welcome, O Hur, to the camp of the brave. Welcome, O Hur, to the camp of the Shuhada. Welcome, O Hur, to the camp of truth and justice. Welcome, O Hur, to the camp of Hussein. Welcome, O Hur, to the camp of Fatima. Welcome, O Hur, to the camp of the hungry and thirsty. But forgive us, O Hur, you are truly our honorable guest, but we have no food or water to offer you on this day. Forgive us, O Hur, we have nothing that we can offer you on this day. Forgive us, O Hur. Forgive your hosts, but rejoice, O Hur, for your host today, they offer eternal salvation. And rejoice, O Hur, for today, they offer you eternal paradise. Rejoice, O Hur. Hur, he asks for forgiveness. Hussein,
He unties his hands and he holds him in his arms. Hur then requests that his son be the first to go and sacrifice himself in the defense of the son of Fatima. I'm not sure, dear brothers, how exactly it happened, but I'm sure when the body of Hur's son came back to the tent, Hussein was there to offer his condolences to Hur. Hussein was there to give strength to Hur. Hussein was there to hug and hold Hur in his arms. Hussein was there to wipe the tears from Hur's face. Woe upon the time when Ali Akbar was in the arms of Hussein, taking his final breaths on the hot sands of Karbala. Who was there for Hussein? Who was there for Hussein? Hur. He goes to the battlefield and he fought bravely. Finally, the countless wounds of swords and arrows and lances, they bring Hur to his last moments. Oh, magnanimous Hussein, forgive me, for I laid hands upon your reins. And oh, Hussein, to you is my last salam. Hussein rushed to Hur's side. He held Hur in his arms and he said, Hur, you are truly free. And we had said, dear brothers, that Hur honored the land of Karbala with the name of Lady Fatima Zahra alayha salam, and in turn Hur would be honored like no other martyr was honored. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he pulls out a small piece of cloth that was in his pocket next to his heart, a cloth with the aroma of heaven, a cloth with the perfume of Lady Fatima Zahra, and Hussein ties this cherished piece of cloth, this memory of his mother, upon the open wound and the blessed head of Hur as he breathed his last. Hur was finally free, but Karbala and Kufa and Sham was still to unfold. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Matame Hussein.